such foolish little dream. I'm dreaming the scheme, I'm scheming now. I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And can we do the roll call, Janet?
Chair Goodman?
Present.
Chair Callanan? Excuse me, Commissioner Callanan?
Present.
Commissioner Drake?
Present.
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak to any item at this time, please use the raise your hand icon. Chair Goodman, there are no speakers at this time.
Do we need to recess? We okay?
Testing, testing. Apologies, Library Advisory Commission. Can we redo the attendance?
Yes, let's start with the roll call.
Chair Goodman?
Present.
Commissioner Callanan?
Present.
Commissioner Drake?
Present.
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak to any item, please use the raise your hand icon at this time. Chair Goodman, there are no speakers.
Great, thank you. Now let's move on to item A, the director's report. Do we need to accept minutes from last?
There's no minutes on this one. We had an issue with the formatting it, trying to get it into Granicus, but it'll be on your next meeting.
Great. So there will be no minutes today.
No, so it'll be even shorter. So the next item is agenda item A1. This is a presentation of the Goleta Valley Library Report. It's the director's report that's done basically every month, formerly done by our library director, which I will be doing until we fill that position. We're making some good headway. I'll talk about that a little bit during this report. The purpose of the report is really to give the community and the commission an update on programs, events, things that have taken place in the last month and a half or so, and then also kind of give people a little bit of a heads up of what might be anticipated in terms of events at the library coming up policy-wise or that will be going before the city council. And so this update really covers the March statistics because we're running usually about 1 month behind by the time we get everything before the library commission. So in that time, just for those of you who like to keep track at home, the Goleta Valley Library had 15,386 visitors, and the book van saw 350 folks. Library staff checked out a total of 39,145 items during that time, and also made a total of 446 new library cards. The book van staff created 14 cards out and about in the community, and our 34 volunteers at the library logged in approximately 290 hours during that time. There was about 2,295 computer sessions that took place at the facility, And the book van handed out over 190 honor system paperbacks, and similarly, the Goodabad Library did about 640 of them. Just in general, perspective-wise on these numbers, we've continued to see increases in general overall, obviously, since folks have felt more comfortable coming back from the pandemic. It's still kind of, I think, a work in progress. We continue to make strides to let folks know that we are open, we are welcoming folks in there. And so I think most people know the library is fully open. No, you know, nobody's asking the questions, but I think people kind of may have gotten a little bit used to staying at home, and we're trying to get them to get back to the library and take advantage of all the wonderful resources that are available. Similarly, along that line, the multipurpose room was rented 20 times for a total attendance of about 450 people. In a given month, we've been looking at numbers ranging from about 10 to 20, so this is probably a little bit on the higher end. Policies, as you may recall, at the April 3rd meeting, there was a recommendation for a revised lost and found policy that we plan to bring to City Council. We might try to see if we can get it in by the next council meeting. If not, it'll be the in June. Thank you to the commission for providing your input. It makes it really easy when we go before the council, because by the time it gets there, they feel that it's been thoroughly vetted and a number of questions have been brought up. We're also looking at updates to documents and policies related to all the city's boards and commissions, of which the LAC is one. And these are really kind of a wholesale review of policies and protections against discrimination, harassment, ensuring that everybody knows the appropriate use of computers and other peripherals for the city. Topics to ensure consistency across all boards. What happened is, you know, as the city grew, it was kind of borrowing ordinances or ideas or setups from other agencies, not always the same ones. So language would be different, composition of boards would be different. And so this really looks to kind of be consistent and in a way make it clear. So if someone served on one board and they decide, hey, maybe I want to go do another one, should be a very similar process. It shouldn't be, you know, starting over from scratch. And so that's the goal of this effort. We usually don't put a target date, but I'm going to put one out there because I'm hoping and I'm optimistic that we'll have this in place or at least considered by the City Council by June 30th, by the end of this fiscal year. Staff has probably spent, I would say, on the order of about 3 months on this effort. This is being done through our city manager's office, but really evaluating each commission individually, you know, how it began, you know, what was the impetus for it, and then ultimately what we want to make sure gets kept, improved, clarified, all those things. And again, trying to do it consistently so that Section 1A is the same as the Section 1A and the other ones, as opposed to being Section 3B, and it just makes everything confusing. So this should be something that, while a little bit boring and housekeeping-wise, it's actually very helpful in recruiting and retaining volunteers to serve in these important roles. Also, the two-year draft budget for fiscal years 23-24 and 24-25 was submitted earlier this year, and is actually going to be considered as part of a budget workshop tomorrow, May 2nd. So if anyone is curious or wants to see what the city's finances look like, or at least the draft budget for next fiscal year, we'll be having an event or an item on that tomorrow evening. I'm not going to summarize. I'll summarize a little bit of a section on grants that's in the staff report, but essentially, we've been working since 2019 with the Zip Grants program to provide, it's actually a really unique service to the community. And so we were having some struggles here and there with making sure we're getting that funding used, but it appears we're well on our way to expend the remaining balance of about $8,000 by the end of June 30th. Our supervising librarian, Ms. Saucedo, who you may have met by now, is planning to apply for another $20,000 for 23-24, and the application deadline is actually next month on May 11th. So hopefully we'll be successful again and be able to offer that program to many of the people who have found it very worthwhile in our community. Collections, it always sounds funny to me because I always think of a different type of collection, but in the library world, this is a positive thing. This refers to the actually development of the inventory for the library. And thankfully, our former library director, Allison Gray, did a lot of work before retiring. So we feel like we're in very good condition, very well prepared. She spent quite a bit of time working on purchasing of adult fiction, nonfiction, and large print books. Although she didn't really, wasn't able to expend the full budget, the library is set to have a great deal of new materials going forward into the new fiscal year. Our new supervising librarian is currently reviewing the collection's budget balance and trying to expend whatever remaining monies we have left by the end of the current fiscal year. Just as kind of a note, promotion, staff has continued to expand its book club and a bag collection, with many of the titles being donated by UCSB's Arts and Lecture program. So this helps align with their schedule of guests that come through our area, speakers. The next edition will be the highly anticipated Honey Baby Mine, a mother and daughter talk, life, death, love, by actress Laura Dern and her mother Diane Ladd, who will be at UCSB on Wednesday, May 3rd. Other news, programs for the library. We hosted 3 field trips for students at nearby schools and a local Girl Scout troop, of which my daughter was one of them, with 45 total adults and children visitors. Staff were introduced to programming and materials available to them at the library, and another opportunity to inform parents and children about upcoming summer reading programs and other available programs for young children. In our efforts to expand services, library staff recently launched a brand new program called Bring Your Own Book Club. Teens are invited to bring whichever book they are currently reading and to share that with the group and enjoy crafts and snacks. And those who would like to serve as a discussion leaders are able to do so. And it just creates a great environment to kind of have that community there, and then also to provide promotional flyers for the club and get more folks to participate. So seven teens attended the first meeting, which is actually a pretty good start. I don't know how many teens really want to be the guinea pigs to start a program, but we'll take that. And then lastly, this is more general information, but the city council and staff hosted the 6th annual Goleta Community State of the City on Monday, April 10th. This was a community event held from about 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. Free community event that featured simultaneous Spanish interpretation. We had some refreshments. The event provided an opportunity for the public to go and directly learn more about what's going on in the city and accomplishments that have occurred recently and what plans are for the future. It was intended to demonstrate to the city of why the city is, and you'll be seeing this a lot more and more, but the motto is live, work, and play. We even have a snazzy logo that goes with it that you'll see around town, and that was a theme for the state of the city. And something we're trying to market for the city in general is by one of those banners placed right behind Commissioner Drake. You'll see it over there. And at that time, at that 5 o'clock start time, it was an opportunity for the public to literally walk around and talk to departments about what they're doing, look at charts, graphs, photos, to get a better sense and be able to talk to the people that are actually behind the work here at City Hall. With that, we had 2 library staff members represent Goleta Valley Library at the event. They interacted with over 50 visitors at that time, provided opportunities for, sign up for a library card, of course, as we always try to do that, provide informational brochures, bookmarks, swag to the patrons, and then ultimately to encourage folks to take advantage of all the resources that are available. And then at 6 o'clock, we have kind of the formal presentation with the formal speech by Mayor Perotti, and then a live kind of question and answer, or with the city manager as well, and then a question and answer with all the departments. So overall, we are very happy to be able to do that, to actually go out into the community, sit and talk with people, point to things. It's better than, you know, in my opinion, a lot of directing people to a website. It's nice to be able to talk in person. And with that, we probably had, I think, close to 150 total visitors, including, you know, our elected officials from neighboring areas, including Congressman Salu Carbajal and members of the Board of Supervisors. So we were thrilled at the turnout. More importantly, we're thrilled at how many of our residents showed up to participate. So that concludes my report for this Library Advisory Committee meeting. We are planning to have a June meeting, and depending how things go with the recruitments, we may or may not have it. I don't want to necessarily have the commission meet if there's not substantial business to take care of, but we'll keep you apprised as to what the remaining schedule will look like for the year. So I'm happy to entertain any questions you may have at this time.
Any questions? I believe we do not meet in July regardless. Is that correct? So the question is, we may not meet in June, but we definitely do not meet in July.
And that's usually because of the 4th of July?
Because of the 4th of July. Yep.
So August might be the next time, but I think...
we're going to try June.
Okay. Sounds good. Are there any future agenda items? All right. I think we need to work on recruiting people to serve on this commission.
Anything this commission can do that is very helpful. Word of mouth. I mean, we try all the avenues of website invitations and notifications and all that. But it really, I think if people that you may know, even if it's not directly or indirectly, can help a lot just to think about other ways. People always talk about, I should get involved, what can I do? And be like, well, this commission is not entirely taxing in terms of the amount of information or number of meetings, and so maybe that might be a good way for someone to try to, you know, put a toe in the water, so to speak.
Yeah, I just had a question. Is it's open only to City of Goleta residents, or what about Nolita, Santa Barbara residents?
So I believe, and I'd have to check and get back to you on that for sure, but there is, I think, a requirement that, is it three residents? I don't know for sure, but I think three of them have to be City of Goleta residents, and I believe two might be allowed to be, you know, kind of Goleta environs, but I can look that up.
One needs to be Isla Vista. There's an Isla Vista seat.
And we can certainly make sure we get that composition to you, which may be changing. I doubt it, but the composition in terms of where those will probably be unchanged, but some of the other rules might be. So I'll work with Ms. Ling to make sure you have the accurate information. So if you want to share it at a meeting or, you know, talk to your neighbors and see if they want to have a fun way to spend a Monday, you know, first Monday of the month. It's a way to do it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, if that's all.
Thank you. If that's it, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, my life. so please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Please don't take your love from.
as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby.
Goleta, in honor of the city of Goleta's 20th birthday celebration, happy birthday and congratulations to the city council.
Afternoon, everyone. It is so exciting to be here with you celebrating Goleta's 20th year anniversary. And I want to tell you what the good land means for me, not just as an elected official, but as a person. This is the place where I get to talk to neighbors through amazing community parks. This is the place where I look towards all of the outdoor space, including this space, which has incredible opportunities to get to the outdoors. Goleta is home. Goleta is home and a community to so many, and it's exciting to share this milestone with all of you.
The city of Goleta has always had a consistent commitment to making sure that they have adequate resources for the people that live in this community. And it has been a wonderful relationship. Several times in the last 20 years, Goleta has been named one of the top 100 safest cities in America.
Every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up. Everybody take a stand. Join the caravan of love.
Government is only good as the people who are engaged and watching over and contributing their time and effort. And what you see in Goleta is an unbelievable investment on the part of the citizens and residents who live here. And that really makes for the best government that can be. And you have it here. I'm so proud to be here for the 20th birthday celebration and celebrating with you. Here's to Goleta. Woo!
Stand up.
The real defining purpose of the good land is to look out for each other. And we have a very special place where people care and they come out and they do the things necessary to look out for one another. And your presence here today to celebrate 20 years of that achievement is really something special. Look around at everybody that's here. Give yourselves a round of applause because we are a community together. Thank you.
The Goodland Coalition congratulates the city of Goleta on its 20th anniversary. We offer our heartfelt congratulations to our city for its many accomplishments. We are confident that with the continued participation and vigilance of Goleta residents, Goleta will meet its commitments and address challenges today and the future of generations in the Goodland.
Introducing real-time bus tracking from Santa Barbara MTD. To improve your day, receive instant bus arrival information via text message. When you're at home, use your laptop to see exactly when your bus will arrive and spend more time doing what you love. Our mobile app will help you stay on schedule and focused on what matters most. Because when you're on the go, MTD will get you there. Real-time bus tracking, new technology that will change the way you ride with us. Available wherever you are. Electric bikes can bring you joy and give you the freedom to travel longer distances and up steep hills with ease. But there are some important safety practices that can make your ride smooth and accident-free.
So before we get on our bikes, we want to make sure we can prevent a few accidents, and it's called the bike check, ABC handlebar quick check. So first we would check the A stands for air. So I'm going to squeeze the tire, make sure it's nice and hard. And check both tires, squeeze them, check if they want any air, need any air. These don't. So that was the A for air, and after A comes B, that stands for brakes. Of course, we want to use two brakes, so we check those. All you do is just push your bike, make sure they each work, each brake. Yep, these brakes are really good. So that's the B for brakes, and then C stands for chain. So we want to make sure the chain is on. And it's nice and greasy and lubricated. If it was dry and brown, we would add some lubrication. So that's C for chain, and C also stands for crank. You wanna make sure the cranks aren't loose, so you can pat them. Make sure the pedals aren't gonna come off while you're riding. That's A, B, C, and then handlebars. It's important to be able to steer. So you want to squeeze your front tire with your feet and your knees, and make sure your steering is nice and tight. If it was loose, then we would tighten it with a tool. So that's the handlebar, and it's called the ABC Handlebar Quick Check. This is the quick release. All the quick releases on your bike, you want to make sure they're closed. If you open this quick release, that raises and lowers your seat. But before we go get riding, we want to make sure it's closed. And sometimes there's a quick release on your front wheel and your back wheel, and you want to make sure those are closed. If they were left open and you jumped on your bike, your wheel could come off. So that's the ABC Handlebar Quick Check.
You'll also want to check your battery strength before you start your ride. And be aware that brake pads and chains can wear out much faster on e-bikes. They may need to be replaced more often than a pedal-powered bike. Make sure to always use the proper battery charger that came with your e-bike. This will prevent fires or damage to the battery. Wearing a bike helmet can reduce the risk of head injury to bicyclists by as much as 85%. You need to make sure that your helmet fits properly by following these simple guidelines to ensure your helmet will keep you from any serious head injuries.
You want the helmet to be level, and so it's two fingers above the eyebrow line. You want the clips to be right under the ears, so it's a two, shape of a two in the straps, and then underneath you want two fingers for space between the chin and the strap.
It's important that bicyclists follow the laws and regulations while cycling on the road. You should be alert and obey all traffic laws. Remember that you should always ride in the same direction as vehicles. Use hand signals before making turns or changing lanes. Be especially careful at intersections. Cars may misjudge the speed of an e-bike and try to turn right in front of you. Sometimes it's safer to ride in the car lane to avoid a collision. The state of California passed e-bike laws that regulate who and where each type of e-bike can lawfully be ridden. Class 1 and 2 e-bikes have an accelerator that shuts off at 20 miles per hour and can be ridden by anyone, anywhere bikes are allowed. Class 3 e-bikes have an accelerator that shuts off at 28 miles per hour and must always be ridden with a helmet and only by people who are at least 17 years of age. Because of their higher maximum speeds, Class 3 e-bikes are not allowed on bike paths or bike lanes. E-bikes that accelerate faster than 28 miles per hour are not street legal and should stay off roads, sidewalks, and multi-use trails. Visit trafficsolutions.org/ebikesafety to watch e-bike safety videos and get tips on how to find the best e-bike for you. Make sure your new e-bike is a trip to fun and freedom.
Hi, Goleta. I'm Mayor Paula Perotti, inviting you to join us for the city's biggest night of the year. The 2023 Goleta Community State of the City is on Monday, April 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge located at 150 North Kellogg. Come learn about how the city is doing, from our recent accomplishments and challenges to exciting plans for the future. Doors open at 5. Come mingle, visit city information tables, and enjoy light refreshments before the program begins. Bring your questions for the popular Q&A part of the night. Plan to leave informed and understanding why Goleta is truly the best place to live, work, and play. We can't wait to see you on April 10th.
Hola, Goleta. Soy Marcos Martínez con la ciudad de Goleta, invitándolos a que nos acompañen para la noche más importante del año de la ciudad. El Estado de la Ciudad de Goleta 2023 es el lunes 10 de abril de 5 a 7 p.m. en Elks Lodge, ubicado en 150 North Kellogg. Venga a escuchar de la alcaldesa y el administrador de la ciudad sobre cómo le está yendo a la ciudad, desde nuestros logros y desafíos recientes hasta planes emocionantes para el futuro. Interpretación en español será disponible. Las puertas abren a las 5. Venga a socializar, visite las mesas de información de la ciudad y disfrute de bebidas ligeras antes de que comience el programa. Traiga sus preguntas para nuestro segmento popular de preguntas y respuestas de la noche. Planee irse informado y comprendiendo por qué Goleta es realmente el mejor lugar para vivir, trabajar y jugar. Nos vemos el 10 de abril.
Of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. You, my angel, phoning me. I hear music, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. Thank you.
sweetheart. Lord help me if my sweetheart don't come through. I've tried to love more than one, finding it just can't be done. Honey, there's one I lie to when I try to be true to, too. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you. I'm betting everything I got on you. He's gone, 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 gone. He's gone, 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 gone. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when you're lost.